It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Study after study finds that most members of the baby boom generation want to age in place. In other words, they want to remain in their homes in their senior years. But are they prepared? Tom Martin talked about it with Lexington financial planner Scott Neal.
What's your assessment of our generation in general? Are boomers ignoring planning that they ought to be really thinking about?
I'm really afraid that the majority of folks in our age group are in denial, and we just don't plan for the eventualities that are going to confront us. They're fairly predictable. David Soley, in his book, How to Say It to Seniors, said that there are five different predictable dilemmas of aging. And the first one of those is housing. What are we going to do about housing? Where am I going to live?
Some of the research I've been seeing puts it at 87%, even as much as 90% of baby boomers hope to age in place, to remain in their homes instead of moving to a retirement or assisted living setting. But are they being realistic?
Simply put, there are not enough resources to accommodate all of the demand that is going to come. So many of us are going to naturally be living at home or living with our children.
So that calls for a laundry list of accommodation. Chairlifts, that's an installation that is not cheap. Safety features like non-slip floor surfaces or bathroom aids like grab bars. Maybe a personal alert system in case you slip and fall and you need emergency help. An entrance without steps or a ramp. Wider doorways, higher electrical outlets, lower electrical switches. Those kinds of things suddenly become really necessary, and they're not free.
None of those things are free and sometimes can be quite expensive in making a remodel. But that's one of the key challenges that we're going to face, and you mentioned many of them there. And so what we have to look for is are ways to tap into the resources that we have to utilize those. In reality, what we find is that people who are getting on in years are spending less. Material things mean a lot less to folks in the latter stages of life.
Here's an interesting finding by AARP, and I wonder if you could comment on this. They found that more than half of adult children, 54%, think their parents will need their help. Only 27% of older parents agree with that. Who most often turns out to be right in that equation?
Well, that's only one of the many conflicts that I see between elderly parents and their adult children. And this points to the need for identification of all of the resources of parents. What we find is that today's seniors are very reticent to disclose all of their resources. And really and truly, Tom, what this boils down to very often is just a conflict in the communication style between parent and child. You know, some parents will ask, well, why are they interested in that? Or why do they think that? I can take care of myself, and very independent generation. That's one of the conflicts that we see.
Well, and could it be that giving into your children's perception that you need help is admission that you need help?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if people are out there fiercely trying to be independent, that's not where they want to go.
And that's where we find most folks today is that, you know, so what we have to really do is we have to look at redefining maybe what independence really means.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.